Sacramento. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission reported today that presidential election votes from 447 of more than 28,000 polling stations have been thrown out because of fraud allegations. Hamid Karzai leads in results reported so far, but the final tally in the August 20th election could be weeks or even months away. As the count continues, recent polls have shown that public support for the war in Afghanistan is waning. Pundits across the political spectrum have called for the U.S. to pull out its troops. Still, Defense Secretary Robert Gates said last week the military effort in Afghanistan is only now beginning, and said he's open to sending in more soldiers. But some say stepped-up military operations and troop increases won't be enough to defeat the Taliban. Ali Ahmed Jalali joins us in the studio. He's a former interior minister of Afghanistan and is now a distinguished professor at the Near East South Asia Center for Strategic Studies of the National Defense University in Washington. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Why do you think the American public is increasingly less supportive of the war in Afghanistan?
Well, that's a source of concern, not to me, but to many people in Afghanistan and around the world. Because what we are seeing today is we are paying for the negligence that we saw about Afghanistan in the past 7 years. If we had only a fraction of the attention that the United States has today or the Europe 5 years ago, I think we would have been in a very different situation today. We would be in a situation to, you know, draw down forces today, not to add forces.
Mm. There is talk of troop increases. But you and other analysts have said that more is needed off the battlefield. Like what?
Well, I think there is no military solution to the situation we face in Afghanistan. But you can lose militarily. Military forces is needed to create a secure space, to protect population, to give hope to population about their future. But eventually, it's good governance, the rule of law, jobs, clean water, clinics, health care. These are things that will bring changes to the Afghanistan or win this conflict.
Last week, we interviewed the Afghan ambassador to the United States, and he seemed optimistic that parts of the Taliban could be negotiated with. I mean, there's a militant part of the Taliban, but there are others that might be open to some kind of negotiation. Would you agree with him?
I agree with it because Taliban is a general word, you know, a catch word. Usually it is used to include all people who are against the government for different reasons. This is a diverse and diffuse assortment. Some were mistreated by the government. Some were mistreated by the international forces. Some used this unstable environment to advance their own personal agendas. Tribal issues, tribal feuds, drug traffickers, criminal networks, militia commanders, and even unemployed youth. They actually seeking employment. So therefore, these groups, either their strategy should be defeated or they will convince that they cannot win militarily and then to come and agree on some kind of a peaceful arrangement.
On Friday, the Afghan government reported that dozens of civilians were among the 90 people killed in a NATO airstrike on two fuel trucks, which were stolen by the Taliban. And also on Friday, there were reports showing guards at the U.S. embassy in Kabul engaged in lewd behavior. Do these kinds of incidents feed into the insurgency?
Yes, they exploit these situations. They did in the past, and they are going to use it in the future. It's a pity that we spent millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, to spread the good word for public relations. Only one incident, an embarrassing incident like what you mentioned, actually undermines all our efforts. And that's the problem. These small things, actually, isolated things, become more and more actually important, and they play them up, and the Taliban and insurgents use them to the hilt.
Ali Ahmed Jalali is a former interior minister of Afghanistan and is now a distinguished professor at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C., and he joined us in the studio. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're listening to NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh with these headlines. President Obama's spokesman says some lines will be drawn in the sand.